Hello, everyone, and welcome to Be in the Know, the ESSEC Knowledge Podcast sharing the research and expertise of ESSEC professors. Today, I'm here with Charles Ayoubi, Assistant Professor of Management, who's here to talk about his research about AI and decision making. So, Charles, could you tell me a little bit about your research interests and what led to these interests?
So thank you, Julia. It's really a pleasure to be here and very happy to talk about my research interests and research work. So I'm actually a former ESSEC student, and I always had this double interest in engineering and business. And so I naturally became interested in innovation, which bridges the two, on one side the business side and the engineering side. And so when you think about innovation, which is the subject that I always was fascinated about, you can think about it as a three-step process. You first come up with ideas. That's the idea generation process. Then once all these ideas are generated, we need to think about them, evaluate them, and assess which ones we're going to invest in, put resources in, and go forward with. That's the idea evaluation step. And then once ideas are selected, and the ones that are selected go into the last step, which is the idea diffusion, and ideas diffuse into the economy. And I believe like every single one of these steps is really important, and so my research has been particularly looking at how AI affects each one of these steps.
It's really interesting, especially since I think that we're all using AI in some capacity in our work. So it's interesting to think about how that is actually impacting us. And I saw that the title of one of your recent papers is Narrative AI and the Human AI Oversight Paradox. What do you mean by this?
So that's a great question. So as I said, there's three steps. The central one, between the moment when you generate all these ideas, we all have great ideas, right? I guess each person here listening had an idea of launching a new startup or something. But then the question is, are these good or not? And so key moment in the innovation process is the evaluation one. It's kind of the pivotal moment when we decide which ones we invest in or not. And so we ran an experiment. So the way I do my research to analyze all these questions is running field experiments. So we do what we call an RCT, a randomized control trial, a bit like what we do with drugs. You know, we give some people the real drugs, other we give them a placebo. So we did something similar for the innovation for the evaluation process. We let people evaluate many ideas of startups, some doing it the traditional way, just getting the full idea and reading it, and others two treatments, then getting either a recommendation by AI, like whether to pass this solution or not, or the last treatment, which is you get a recommendation by AI and also a narrative. That's why it's called a narrative AI. Because today, LLMs, or generative AI, produces text. And so you can ask it to give you an explanation or a narrative. The reason we call it a narrative, because it's not really AI explaining itself. It's AI giving a rationale for why it decided to say yes or no. And so why is it a paradox? Is because what we look at is what happens when you give people a text that justifies the decision. And our first intuition was to say, well, people take better decisions when they have more information. That's the natural propensity, right? If you want to take a good decision, you need more information. And so if AI gives you this extra narrative, it should allow you to see, okay, what was the rationale? And this should help you take a better decision. And what we find is that something else is happening, and this is where the paradox is.
Okay, so how did you go about exploring this paradox in this study?
So what we did, so as I said, we ran a field experiment. And when you want to run a field experiment, if you want it to be relevant, you need to do it in real life, like we say. So we had this fantastic collaboration with our partner, MIT Solve. So MIT Solve is a big entrepreneurship platform. And so they receive every year hundreds of startups from all over the world. You can, you know, go online, look at Solve by MIT. They get hundreds and hundreds of startups from Bangladesh, Singapore, China, you name it, every single country in the world, of people submitting their solutions to be selected as winners by MIT Solve because they run this competition. And so MIT Solve receives every year all these solutions, and they need to decide which ones they take forward in the process to decide whether they, you know, select them as finalists and as winners. And so they came to us saying it's really hard to do all this evaluation. Every year we're getting more and more ideas, right, from the idea generation process. How do we select that? And said, can AI help us? And so we said, oh, wait a minute. We have a great setting to run an experiment where we're going to make some people do it the traditional way, where it's been super hard, and see what happens when you give people some support, either by just an AI recommendation, telling them, look, this is what AI thinks, or an AI recommendation with this narrative. And so this is how we proceeded to do this field experiment and see what is the impact of AI on evaluation.
And the million-dollar question, what did you find?
So what did we find? So that's what I was kind of hinting at with the paradox, mm-hmm. is one of our hypotheses was people will be stimulated by the narrative and it will make them think better, and so they will take better decisions when they have, in this last condition, when they have the narrative. And so the first thing, to start maybe with the positive news, let's say there's like some good news and some bad news about AI and evaluations. The good news is that what we do is we make experts evaluate all these solutions. So we kind of have a sense of how good each one of these are. And so we can see how good were the participants in our experiments at selecting the ones that end up being really good solutions versus the ones that end up being not so good. And what we find is when you have AI recommendations, you do better. So the ones that you make pass usually end up getting better grades by the experts, and the ones that you decide to not make pass to the next round end up being lower grades by the evaluator, and they do better than people without AI. So it sounds like AI is helping. Mm-hmm. But the paradox kicks in when you look at the difference between narrative and just black, what we call black box recommendations. So when you get the narrative, what happens is some of the solutions that AI recommended to fail, so like not to go forward, ended up being actually really well rated by experts. So AI is not perfect in the sense that it might miss out on some potentially very impactful solutions. And so if we look at these solutions that AI should have passed but didn't, what we find is that people follow AI a bit too much. But when they only have the AI recommendation, they're very likely to override AI. So when you are in the black box condition, AI tells you you should remove this solution, although it's quite good. And so when you only have the recommendation, you keep this kind of critical thinking from the human perspective, and you're like, no, AI is not right. And so 80% of the time, evaluators overrode AI in the black box case. But when the narrative comes in, this goes down to 40%. So it shows that when you have a narrative, AI can convince you to do something that you shouldn't be doing, which is removing a solution, dinging a solution that should have been passed. And so it shows one of the big risks with this new kind of AI, which is this LLM, is the ability to generate text that is very persuasive. And so that's a big risk. We need to think about what this means. It can convince us of doing things that we don't necessarily want to do or should be doing.
Yes, it's a little bit alarming, isn't it? And what do you think it means for the use of AI, especially for people using it in the workplace?
So I think it says many things. As I said, there's some good news. AI can help a lot. And our partners at MIT Solve said it was great for the participants, you know, to feel like they get a second opinion. But it's great when it stays as a second opinion. Mm. And so just thinking about it as if you're asking a colleague, you're not always going to believe what your colleague is saying. You're just going to consider it, or like when you go see a doctor, you sometimes like to get a second opinion. But the second thing that's really important is we need to all be aware of how persuasive these algorithms are. And so I want to mention maybe a research paper that came in recently suggesting that AI is very good at convincing people out of conspiracy theories or into them. So AI is very good at convincing you of a conspiracy theory, making you believe it's true, or making you stop believing in a conspiracy theory. So it has this very strong persuasive power, which is great, but we need to be using it for the good in a certain way.
Yeah, so good news and bad news, I suppose. And what do you think are the key takeaways for this paper? And where do we go from here? In your research, in the workplace?
That's a great question. What I usually say when I present this paper is we need to be very aware. We're not saying everyone should be using AI or no one should. Well, we have what we say in research, a positive approach, which is different from a normative approach. We're not telling people what to do. We're trying to understand what happens when they do. The thing that we observe, and we see it in every single, as you're saying, like in every single stage of work and society, and we see it also in the academic world, when people are reviewing papers, so evaluating research work, we see people using AI, either to summarize the work, or to give an opinion, or to do the work in our place. What we need to be aware of is that AI has its own biases, and it might be taking us in its own biases and convincing us of going in its way. So, you know, keeping in mind that we need our human judgment in every single step where we use AI is important.
It's very reassuring to hear that AI is best used as a tool and won't replace us quite yet, that we still have a critical role to play in the process. So thank you so much, Charles, for sharing your insights today. And I look forward to reading more about your work.
Thank you, June. It was a pleasure.